With the Weekly Wrap, I'm Louis Zacca. Greens Deputy Leader Adam Bandt is disappointed in an unfair kitchen duty roster at Parliament, where they have been asked to fill up the straw dispenser. Mr. Bandt says the Coalition is resorting to dirty tactics to annoy those who are scheduled for kitchen duty.
We suspect the government is grasping at straws and that there is actually precious little in this so-called secret volume. They're out trying to threaten members of the crossbench, saying that there should be an early election if the crossbench refuses to it.
Julie Bishop has praised her regular gym buddies and their massive muscle gains, but she says to get guns like Arnie, it's a long battle ahead.
There are reasons for us to be positive about the gains that have been made, but I don't believe anybody in the room is under any illusion about how long and difficult the fight will be.
Finances Minister Matthias Cormann is looking forward to the annual Coalition Gala Ball and says this year the focus is on the punch mix, not Tony Abbott's budgie smugglers.
Our focus is on improving our mix. So obviously there are some elements of a future package that are yet to be fleshed out.
And in sport, the Caloundra Coin Flip Cup has been run and won. Donald Trump was disappointed he missed out on the main event though. The race is usually over and finished in 30 seconds, in which time Trump was reportedly caught staring at his own reflection. The Cup is an annual event where competitors run 100 metres flipping a coin.
I never saw a race where they're flipping coins. I mean, they're flipping coins. What kind of a race is that?
That's the Weekly Wrap. I'm Louis Zacca.